Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Parliament has taken the first step to impeach Judge Nana Makhubele. You may remember that, who was found guilty of two charges of gross misconduct by the Judicial Service Commission earlier on this year. And so what is supposed to happen is that this Chief Justice Mandi Samaya recommended to the Speaker of Parliament that Makhubele be referred to the National Assembly for impeachment processes. So there is a process to all of this. This is supposed to first go to the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development. When they have decided that this entire investigation, that they're satisfied that this was a gross misconduct, then it will go to the Assembly, and then of course it will go there for voting. So just to help us explain all of this and how long this will take, legal expert again, Mpumelelo Zikalala, thanks again for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, and also good evening to your listeners.
Is this, you know, to a layman, sort of a done deal? Are we beginning to see what will be eventually an impeachment?
Definitely. It's a process towards that. The only thing that may change is if the National Assembly does not get the two-thirds majority, which is required in terms of the voting, then only then the process will come back. But now in the process that is in now, it's just a matter of ticking all the boxes and making sure that procedurally everything has been done. Because from the Portfolio Committee, they have no basis in which they can come back and say, something wrong has taken place, can you please go and review?
That's what I was going to ask him, Mpumelelo, in the sense that I understand it going to Parliament, and then there would have to be the National Assembly, and then there would have to be a voting process. But this process, this step where it goes to the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development, where they need to be satisfied that there really was gross misconduct findings. What other process would they have to take to make sure that they're satisfied of that?
They basically can't, in terms other than taking the recommendation that comes from the JSC. Remember that the matter would have set in two forums within the JSC. Firstly, it's the actually disciplinary process that actually took place, and that's where those proceedings and evidence was held. And then it goes to the bigger, let's call it the board, the JSC that you usually see on TV. Again, the matter is voted on, and then that recommendation from the tribunal is then taken to say, you can take it to Parliament now, it's fine. Within the parliamentary process, it needs some type of door that is going to come to Parliament in, because a resolution or any type of proceedings cannot come simply from the Speaker. It has to come from the Sitting Portfolio Committee. There's have to be someone who will introduce the topic, and then from then onwards, it can be voted on within the National Assembly. So as it's going to the Portfolio Committee, for lack of a better word, it's a rubber stamp exercise, unless there's gross procedural irregularity that have taken place, or maybe the committee would raise questions, but it's the JSC itself that should be able to respond on that one. The only thing that can stop the process now is if the judge then says, I want to take the decision of the tribunal on review.
Oh, I see.
And then come back to Parliament and say, wait a minute, do not engage in a process in which a decision may change. You're going to be wasting taxpayers' money. So wait up until I've gone to the High Court, so that I can be able to review. If I fail there, I still have the Supreme Court of Appeals. If I fail there, I still have the Constitutional Court. Yeah. And then after that, we can continue with the process.
Okay. Now, this is a tricky one for me, because can she do that? In other words, would Parliament then have to wait for her to satisfy herself in that way? Can the processes happen parallel?
They can happen parallel, but the problem that you'll find if you go to court and if Parliament continues, then she's going to say to court, to the court, how are you going to reverse my appointment? Because I'm not even appointed by you.
Yes.
How are you going to reverse my appointment if I'm found not guilty? So the matter is not yet ripe in order for it to go to Parliament in order for it to be adjudicated. There may be a defense or submission from the side of Parliament to say, why have you waited so long before you filed your appeal?
Yeah.
If you are really concerned about it and you think that your case had merit, you could have done so within the shortest amount of time. But you waited up until you started our process, and only then are you moving with the whole thing. So if it's done sooner, it could work for her. But if it's done later, then you may find even the court saying, your matter is not urgent. You had ample amount of time in order to deal with the matter. You didn't do so.
You know, Mpumalan, I just want to go back to, apart from the legal jargon, I mean, really, what was this a gross misconduct? Because I think if we go there, really, we would have to be relying on technicality for us not to find her guilty. Because what we're speaking of here is her holding a position of an interim board member while she was still a judge, which is unlawful.
Yes, it is. Because you can't do any other job than the job in which you've been appointed to. And it's one of the things in which you are alerted to, and you are told when you are signing that contract to say, please remember that you are now going to be a selected member of the offshore society. There are certain things that you can't engage in, but it's purely for one reason of saying we do not want to change the process in which you engage in on a daily basis. So if it's a subsidiary of the company in which you are a board member on, and it sits in your desk or your colleague's desk, so we do not want a situation where you are being accused of being biased. So if you then continue, having known that you're not supposed to sit as a board member, having those dual roles, then at the end of the day, there is a process that has taken place. And if it's considered gross misconduct, then unfortunately the impeachment proceedings will follow.
And of course, that doesn't end there. It's obviously that while she was also a board member at PRASA at the time, in that interim board, there was corruption that happened right under her watch.
Definitely, which may be a separate proceeding that may take place. Remember that we also have the Companies Act, and the fiduciary duties, it's a very strict duty. Yes, many individuals take it very lightly when it
has a delinquent director, she may be.
Yes, yeah. That's the one. So if those proceedings are then proceeded on, then that means you've lost your job as a judge, you've lost the position of being a judge, and also the potential of being declared a delinquent director. So it's very serious allegations that are there. But if you see all of them, they center around the element of trust to say, can you be able to trust that you're going to act in accordance and provide the type of assurance to us that your time and effort will be dedicated towards this particular discipline and nothing else.
So where we sit right now is that the Chief Justice has already sent a letter to the Speaker. The Speaker has already informed the Portfolio Committee. It's now at this point where they will make the call whether this thing moves forward. And it's very likely to.
Definitely, because it's just a review of the report that comes from the JSC. And then once it has been reviewed, if they can't identify any irregularities that have taken place and everything can be explained, then they say, let's put a motion in Parliament and let Parliament decide. And then the last two elements that will need to be there is the two-thirds majority that needs to be voted on. And then lastly is the President. If the two-thirds is there, then the President really doesn't have any choice. He simply has to implement what Parliament has adopted them.
Sure. I really appreciate your time, legal expert Mpumalelo Zikalala, just helping us understand, you know, where the process is now with regards to Judge Nana Makwela, who has been found guilty of gross misconduct. And that process is already underway, as I said. The Chief Justice already written to the Speaker. The Speaker has already submitted you to the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development. They're going to be looking at that report, and then they're going to satisfy themselves that it really is indeed gross misconduct. And then at that point, it goes to the National Assembly. They're going to vote on that. What's likely to happen is that, two-thirds majority may decide that, yes, she is guilty. If not, well, we'll have this conversation again with Mpumalelo Zikalala.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.